Mayor Fred Watson is sponsoring a conditional protest of the license for Alaskan-grown cannabis, the proposed retail marijuana store on Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway next to Q2. The protest is because the store does not meet the city's zoning regulations. If the licensee complies with those rules, the city will withdraw its protest. The state's Marijuana Control Board approved another store, Cusco Kush, owned by SNK LLC. But Acting City Manager Bo Foley said at Tuesday night's City Council meeting that this store also violates city code.
SNK does not have site control and therefore we cannot issue the conditional use permit.
SNK is leasing the land that the marijuana store is built on from the city, and there's a problem there.
We cannot lease land to a business that is federally illegal.
The city signed the lease earlier this year in April. Councilmember Perry Barr asked the obvious question.
That was just newly leased property from the city. So, did we not know?
Foley said the city did not know it would be a marijuana store then.
We were given an intent of what the business would be up front, which changed midway.
The owner of the proposed marijuana store was present at the meeting.
Jared Card, owner, SNK LLC. Only statement I'll make, and I'll disagree with Mr. Foley as far as the city's notice. As you can see on the screen, it states we applied and got a business license.
The city has also protested another marijuana store, licensed to Alaskan-grown cannabis. The first store to apply in Bethel, Alaska Buds, has all its licenses but has yet to open. And the Green Store has applied for a conditional use permit, but has yet to obtain a license from the state. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.